I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Now, we're all familiar with the Kentucky Derby, the annual Run for the Roses on the first Saturday in May up the road in Louisville. But there's another Derby about to take place on the other side of the world. It's the world's longest and toughest horse race, and Lexington has an entry. WUKY's Samantha Letterman recently spent some time with the hopeful.
The Mongol Derby is 1,000 kilometers long and recreates Genghis Khan's ancient horseback postal system. Just 40 riders are selected each year to compete on semi-feral Mongolian horses, switching mounts at 25 horse stations along the route, although there is no official route, just a start and a finish and a GPS monitor.
What we do as a company is kind of set the stage for the adventure to happen and try not to micromanage what happens, because I think that's when you turn adventurers into a sport. Like climbing Mount Everest has become, I think, a sport, because everyone's got the right kit. They know where they're going. They have a guide. Whereas you can't get lost and you can't kind of discover a place as you go. And I think that's the important thing, as long as we're still discovering new things.
Tom Morgan is the founder of The Adventurists, the company that runs the Mongol Derby and six other extreme races all over the world. All competitors must raise the entry fee, which is significant, plus funds for the company's official charity, Cool Earth, and a charity of their choice.
To date, we've raised over £8 million for charity around the world. It is expensive, but for 40 riders, we have to vet and train about 1,500 horses over the course of a year. We have a staff of nearly 200 people working on it, and we barely break even at that price.
Of the six races the adventurists hold each year,
probably the Mongol Derby has the highest injury rate, probably followed closely by the Icarus Trophy in terms of danger, but that's fairly, tends to be fairly low on injury, but the potential for them to be fairly catastrophic is high, and the boat race is fairly dangerous as well.
The race takes 10 days. Riders change horses every 40 kilometres and stay with the local nomadic herders or camp under the stars. To stand a chance of finishing, riders must balance survival skills and horsemanship. They must endure the elements, semi-wild horses, as well as unfamiliar food and terrain, and the attrition rate is high. Leslie Wiley, an accomplished three-day event rider and equestrian journalist from Tennessee, completed the race last year.
It's sort of like it's less of a horse race and more like the Hunger Games on horseback, I would say.
Riding skills were helpful, apparently, but not essential.
They're still very much semi-feral horses. Getting on them is the hardest part. The moment you put your foot in the stirrup, even with three herders holding the horse down, it still takes off, bucking. The best you can do is sort of like get them pointed in the general direction that you want to go and just hang on. There's not a whole lot of brakes or steering.
No wonder then that
the worst injury was a guy who broke his neck. He's walking again, but it was a fairly severe injury. So we have this usually one or two fairly serious injuries, but it's horse racing and it's in a wild area, so it's not a tame activity.
Did you have to shop around a lot for insurance?
Yes, we do shop around and for lawyers, yeah.
So why on earth does Kelsey Riley, international editor at Thoroughbred Daily News, want to take this on?
One of the main appeals for me, honestly, is that it's something I like to do things that not everybody can do. So that's why this appealed to me. That was one reason. Because, as we know, it's a select group of 40 riders every year that get picked for it. And then among those, only about half every year actually finish the race. So it's quite a small group. And then the other factor that made me want to do it as well is, like I mentioned, I love to travel, and Mongolia has one of the last truly nomadic cultures on Earth, and it's something that it will be very rare ever to get to see something like that. So to have the opportunity to go see their culture by being among the nomads and being among their horses, literally, sleeping with them, eating what they eat, doing what they do, getting instruction from them with the horses and everything, that was a huge appeal to me. So I thought, this is something really special that not a lot of people will get to see, and it's something that is disappearing in a lot of parts of the world.
Originally from Canada, Riley lives here in Lexington and will be raising money for the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation's Second Chances program at Blackburn, the subject of an earlier WUKY feature. Riley has been getting up early to gallop horses at the track all winter, and she's now spending every spare minute she has hacking polo ponies at Mount Brilliant Farm in an effort to prepare physically for the race, but...
I mean, nothing would even come close to this.
Each rider is limited to 11 pounds of gear in a pack to include everything they need, their sleeping bag, change of clothes and any medical supplies they want to bring. Last year, Wiley, whose horse ran off halfway through the race with her pack and all her belongings strapped to his back and was never seen again, received some wise words of advice before she departed for the race.
Some of the best advice I got in the lead up to the Derby was a previous competitor told me, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think we spend a lot of energy structuring our lives in a way that avoids discomfort because we have that luxury. We have safe places to sleep and grocery stores and thermostats. And I think we sort of tiptoe around emotional discomfort also, like situations where we might feel vulnerable or fail. And so in the lead up to the Derby, I really took that advice to heart and just practiced putting myself in as many uncomfortable situations as possible.
Wiley spent the month prior to the race sleeping outdoors and has passed this advice on to Riley, who's decided to take a different approach.
That's going to be interesting because I'm not a camper. Not that I don't like camping, I just have never really camped. So I actually just a week or so ago...
Wait, you've never camped? Seriously?
I don't think so. I mean, may as well debut in the Mongol Derby, right? I've never ridden an endurance race, so this will be my first endurance race, my first camping.
Oh, my God.
So I got my sleeping bag just last week, and, getting all of my supplies and everything else. So, and I'm someone that generally likes to sleep in a bed, so it'll be interesting to see how I take to sleeping on the ground, but... I might have to try a few times before I head out there, or I may just not so that I don't know the pain that's ahead of me.
As the start of the adventure draws near, the reality for Riley is setting in.
Yeah, like I said, I've had a panic attack just about every day. So.
But Riley stresses it's not about winning, but about surviving and appreciating the adventure.
The landscape was just beautiful. It's just every day you walk out, walk outside the tent and look around and feel like you are on the set of Game of Thrones or something. And to the generosity of the people, the hurting people who, like, by our standards, have so little, and they just are so willing to give and take you in. Never forget to enjoy yourself too. Like look around. Like maintain your sense of wonder. There are moments that I'd just be in such incredible pain and so sore or scared, or and then you look up and there's this beautiful rainbow and in front of you, and you remember how lucky you are. So just sort of like enjoying the ride, literally.
You can read more about Riley's preparations for the race via her blog on her GoFundMe page, Kelsey's Mongol Derby for Blackburn, and once the race starts on August the 5th, you can track her progress via theadventurists.com. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.